Michigan now has the fourth highest rate in the nation of parents who do not have their children vaccinated for religious, medical, and other reasons. Many simply don't get all the immunization shots that are required. Despite adamant statements from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control that vaccines have no link to autism, an anti-vaccination movement is growing online from parent to parent and through activist celebrities such as actress Jenny McCarthy. August is National Immunization Awareness Month, so physicians are mounting fresh efforts to get more Michigan kids fully vaccinated. This push begins as the number of children falling ill with preventable diseases is on the rise. We wanted to see just how this story is being played out in the examination rooms of a busy pediatric practice day in and day out. Joining us in the studio is Oakland County pediatrician Dr. Martin Levinson. He has been practicing pediatrics for 33 years. So in that time, how have you seen the resistance grow to having a child vaccinated?
Well, there's to some extent a pendulum effect. It sort of waxes and wanes. Being that I've been in practice this long, I've been around to see a lot of the diseases that the newer doctors are totally unfamiliar with because they essentially don't exist anymore because of our vaccination program. So that sort of taints my point of view because I have seen the complications that occur from these illnesses, and I am just so frustrated with my inability to convince 100% of my patients. We get in the high 90 range, but it's an effort. Now, I don't mind the effort because I don't mind parents wanting to question and asking me, are you sure this is the right thing to do? But it's still very frustrating when they decide to their child's detriment to hold off on vaccines, to change the schedule, etc. They do it because they think that they're actually protecting their child, and in reality, they're doing just the opposite.
Before we get into the reasons you hear and having you respond to that, what kind of price is being paid now as far as the health of children and really public health in Michigan because we're seeing
good
people
point.
Not
it's not only the children who are not vaccinated, but it's also other children that can be affected by it. The most recent example that I can tell you about is there was a big outbreak in Brooklyn this summer of measles. It started with a group of kids who came from England, where the vaccination rate has been traditionally even lower than here. And then, because it's an extremely contagious disease, people who were not vaccinated here were getting ill. And then you have the opposite of the herd effect, which is the children who were vaccinated but did not receive great protection from their vaccinations because nothing is 100% ended up getting measles despite trying to do everything they could to prevent it. And this is the natural process that happens. We actually have a sign up in our office. I don't know how effective it is, but It's a big sign that says, if you choose to not vaccinate your children, please do not have them sit in our waiting area because it's putting our other patients at risk.
We talked about measles. What about whooping cough? What about here in Michigan?
Well, whooping cough is probably the one that is the most notable on the rise. The reason it's been on the rise is that the success of the vaccine itself is a little bit lower than some of the others. And number two, there's a diminution of the protection with time. So teenagers, young adults have a higher percent of being available to get it and carry it. So we started a vaccine program a number of years ago where now they get a booster dose of whooping cough going into sixth grade. We also urge all pregnant women and all caretakers of newborn babies to get an updated whooping cough vaccine.
Okay.
And that will work if people do it, and more people indeed are doing it. But unfortunately, the numbers of whooping cough are going up. Whooping cough in infants is an extremely serious disease, life-threatening disease. Whooping cough in a teenager and adult is a very frustrating disease. You can cough very impressively. It's the classic 100-day cough. And some of my parents who have had it have said to me, I had no clue how bad this was going to be. I always just thought it was going to be a week of illness, and that was it.
I think that even the term, it makes it kind of, as you say, it diminishes the severity of what this is about. And what about mumps? Are we seeing an increase in that?
Well, we see little outbreaks of mumps. Okay. The mumps goes along with the measles. It's part of one vaccine. And, this all goes back to that one study that has been discredited completely that started to say there was a connection between the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, and autism. It has been thoroughly disproven. The information that was published was wrong. Lancet has rescinded the article.
Didn't the authors even take their names off the study?
All the authors but the primary author, correct.
Okay.
And, you know, there were some – well, it's interesting because I have this conversation with patients and I've even had patients say, well, I think he was railroaded. I think that he was trying to be a whistleblower and they stopped him, which is just plain not true. Believe me, when all this comes out, we take it seriously. We look at it. We try to see maybe there is a better way. Maybe we should be doing something differently. We took all the thimerosal, the mercury preservative out of the vaccines because it made sense to not put that in kids' bodies. And there was a question whether that was related to developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. What happened? Not a thing. Nothing. And we knew this in advance because other countries had done it even ahead of us, and it also found no difference. Now, is it better to not have the preservative in babies? Just empirically, yes, although there's no hard data that says that that's true. And it certainly, unfortunately, made the vaccines more expensive by doing so. Now, that's a price that's a willing price to pay if it accomplishes something. There's nothing wrong with people feeling better about it.
I'm speaking with pediatrician Dr. Martin Levinson, who's been practicing in Oakland County for the last 33 years, looking at the fact that Michigan now has the fourth highest rate in the nation of parents who don't have their children vaccinated for a number of reasons. So let's get to what you hear day in, day out as you go to examine a child and you hear from the parents. What are the reasons that they fear having their child vaccinated?
The typical reasons are, I'm just not comfortable that they're safe. Mm-hmm. There's too many vaccines at one time. I would rather spread them out. These are the kinds of things. And, of course, there's people who say, I have a neighbor with an autistic child, and they told me that the reason was the vaccine. So I'm not sure I want to vaccinate my kids. I think I'm putting my kids at risk.
What do you say to those who say, we did not vaccinate and everybody's healthy and happy?
I say, congratulations on your luck. That comes up all the time, especially like with flu vaccinations. Mm-hmm. People say, well, I don't get the flu vaccine and we don't get the flu. Everyone gets exposed to the flu. Everyone will be exposed. If you've been lucky enough to not have the flu, congratulations. But your luck is going to run out at some point, just probability-wise. And people who get the flu after not having it for a long time all of a sudden realize, you know, I thought this was a nothing thing. This is a bad disease. I did not like having this.
Where can parents who really want to get good information and educate themselves, where should they go?
There are a lot of websites. The problem we run into is the conspiracy theory. There are people who feel that this is a government conspiracy and they're not going to get the right information.
That is out there. Yeah, that popped right up as I was doing my research.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has a website with links to studies about vaccine safety and the reasoning behind it. But there's a distrust from some families about anything that comes out of the doctors or the CDC's literature.
And what are your main concerns for public health really throughout our state if this continues and people resist vaccinations?
Well, the main concern if people increase with this is that you're going to have more and more people getting these illnesses. You'll go through cycles. The pertussis always is a cyclical disease. We know that. It's on the upswing. I think there were over 800 cases last year, if I'm not mistaken, in Michigan, and that's up. We always worry that there's going to be a larger number of people, and then it'll be a snowballing effect because, again, the vaccinations are not 100%. So the more illness that's out there, the more chance you have of your child or you yourself getting sick, even though you took all the precautions that were available to you.
Dr. Martin Levinson is a pediatrician in Oakland County, kind enough to join us in the studio. Thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.